Turf and Teen on the Standside Track, Tuesday the 21st of July, because I'm doing this show the night before, check for scratchings and updates and what's going on. 10 race program and 11:50 is the first race. 1100 meters, juvenile plate. Apparition won extremely well. Now look at the times. Times really help with juveniles. Apparition won in 58.30. Nightshade 58.41, course of distance. Ran second behind World Attraction. That shows how good World Attraction's win was. And Indecent Obsession ran behind Love Not War 58.27. Very little between these three. And if you look at the betting, you think that is completely different. Race two, juvenile plate fillies, the first leg of your bipot. Minerva Faye, fantastic race, first time out. 58.61, ran on extremely well, good first run, and I can't see anything beating her. Yeah, I know Stagger Wing's your favorite, but got a big problem. Social Graces ran 58.65 over the course and distance when it beat Midnight Special. But I think that you'll find that there's a lot of improvement from Minerva Faye. She was supported. I'm banking her and everything. Race three, maiden plate, 1600 meters. Four, Mission to Mars. Fantastic first run. Ran on like a very nice horse. He's by See the Stars out of Jeremy Mann. Beautifully bred. Could be a very good come on run from that last run. So he looks like the absolute good thing there. Number one, Aristathenes. Definitely got a chance. And nine, Wartrix Blaze would definitely come in with a chance as well. Race four, maiden plate, first leg of your pick six, fillies and mares, 1600 meters, toughy. Four, five horses can win this. Kokula, number one, got good form, three good runs. Two, 12th of Never, don't ignore this one's chance, looks like a big improvement on his first run after a rest. Drawn one, Larina jumps aboard it, the stable is cold, that's the problem. Number three, Flying World, now here's a stable that's going extremely well. Joe Soma's got good last run and form against DeMello, drawn three. Got to have a big chance here. I thought Vixen in the Vineyard had earlier form that might be worth having a close look at. Ran in a work rider's race. Will improve on that. And then Shabin Queen, much improved last time and better over this distance too. Race five, Pinnacle, 1600 meters. Stuart Pettigrew's got number one, deep one. Imported horse out of a Galilea Mare. I'm thinking on the pedigree he'll need more distance in this and probably need the warm-up, but he looks like he's got class. He's won four out of nine and run four places. We've got some real class, this horse. Two Texas Red, I like this as a big chance. He ran a great race in the Golden Horseshoe, showed pace for a long, long way. I think he'll improve again here. And Money Heist is the one they've all got to beat. Matsuyama for Tony Peter, number four, ran on improved last run. Race 6, mirror rated 66, 1600 meters. I made it absolute three-corner contest. Bloomington, your favorite, got a good chance, got good form, and will go well. Dear Doc shows pace. Have a close look at him. He might go well here, the two-year-old. And Bay Empire, I really like this horse. He's been back the last three times. I think this is a perfect race for him, and I think he'd probably get into his second winner's box. Yeah. Race 7, mirror rated handicap, 2,000 meters. I think Tony Peter might be able to follow up here with Art Nouveau. Rachel's a perfect rider for this four-year-old filly. My top choice by a long way, and I think it's the right one. The horses that has got to beat, 3, Play With Fire, 2.5, Claimer. That's going to help it because it's run pretty well the last start behind Anita. And 5, It's Now or Never, shows pace and Zaki aboard it. Race 8, mirror rated handicap 84. They go 1,400 meters. I like three horses here. 5, Foster Nova. Course and distance 6.12. Got form, but he looks like he's better on the inside track, this horse. I think he's a very difficult ride. Well, DeMello now knows him pretty well, and he should be able to go well here. 7, Sayagata. Really got a nice chance. Drawn really badly at last twice and ran on well. Big, big chance here. Then 9, Sunset Warrior, the three-year-old. Back last time, looks absolutely ready, third run after a rest. Goes into everything, and he's the best each way on the day. Sunset Warrior, I think you're running the top three easy. Race 9, mirror rated 66, 1,400 meters. Terry's running in Ubermesh. She's got a whole team of them, but I like Ubermesh here. Got the stable rider. Cachetti rode last time. Zaki Pace took a terrible drift in the betting. When they drift, they don't come back. 9, Patinos, gets Lorena, who wrote it last time, much improved. Race 10, classified, 1160. I thought you needed to put in three horses here. One Tiger looks like a big improver. Yeni gets a chance on it. Didn't run too well with him the time before last, but look for big improvement here. Maverick Queen looks absolutely cherry ripe. Another one of Terry's that drifted last time like a barge. Third run looks absolutely ready and gets Michaela Mikel. And then four Quiet Winter. Two good runs. Another one of Hoodlarkers, hoping that the table will start turning, because when they start turning, the winners will churn. So good day's racing. Enjoy the day.